Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio? Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, will we get there? Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. It's the way that tire buying should be. Man, this gambling thing is fascinating. So we talked in the first hour about the Shohei Ohtani thing. Jay Stu says, doesn't buy it. I do. Dan Byer, I didn't ask your opinion, but I would really like it. Where are you on Shohei Ohtani and the explanation he gave yesterday?
Okay. Doug, this is the thing that stands out to me. And it goes back to the fall guy. If you're going to be the fall guy, then you're going to take all of this. They're not going to say that they are getting along with the fall guy. They're blaming it all on him. They're trying to pin him as the bad guy. So if you believe that Ipe Muzahara was set up to be the fall guy, then this falls in line with everything that you believe from what Shohei said yesterday, dating back to when we heard this. And so I think he's been set up to be the fall guy. And so anything that happened yesterday, to me, didn't change my thoughts on the matter.
So you think Shohei gambled on games and his interpreter's taking the fall for him paying off that gambling debt?
Yes.
You got to have a fall guy.
That's what I thought yesterday. I did. And look, people who know me know that that's one of my strengths is one of my weaknesses, which is I believe in the good in people, you know? And even after people prove me wrong, I still believe in the good in them. And maybe it's naivete. Maybe it's believing in their heart. But I don't know. I walked away watching him yesterday and thought, yeah, like it's one of those stories which seems far-fetched. But I also know that, like, when you go to a foreign country and you need somebody with you, you need somebody you've known for a long time. And that's the relationship that they have. And I think that Shohei, I'd love to know the details of his life and how he lives, but it's one of those things where we're sitting there going like, man, how does he get the bank codes for this thing? And how does this all work? Like, yeah, when you're handling somebody's, all of their business and they trust you, you don't worry about it. But I do hear you. Like, there's definitely a part of me that's like, something's not right here. And here's the other part to the gambling thing. My dad never bet on a game in his entire life outside of our neighbor was a big Redskins fan. My dad was a big Giants fan. And they used to bet on that game every year. And they played each other twice a year, very occasionally three times a year. And a guy's name is Roland. Roland actually is a heart transplant recipient, believe it or not. Anyway, he and Roland would exchange, I forget how much money on the bet. That's the only thing he ever bet on. So I didn't know anything about sports gambling. And I remember each year I played in college, the FBI would come and warn you about the dangers of betting on games and what happens when you get behind and how they get you, how the mafia gets you in on stuff, whatever. And I was like, I'm not doing that. And then when I got out of college, I think I told the story on air. Like, I was played overseas, came back, was doing radio in Oklahoma City. And there was a dude named Gary who took everybody's bets. And I started betting on college football games. And it was at that moment that I realized everyone I knew was gambling on games. And I had no idea. So a little bit of this is naivete for me in that I didn't grow up betting on stuff. I still don't really bet on things. I just give advice to you on what to bet on. Usually it's pretty good in sports. But I always, I operate on the premise that most everybody gambles, but some people do not. And if you're Shohei, there would be, you would think, a track record of him gambling. Then there's this story, this Jonte Porter story. Of course, it's Michael Porter Jr.'s brother. And Jonte Porter plays for the, does he play for the Raptors, right? And he basically, there was prop lines on his, was it 3-point makes or 3-point attempts? And apparently he bet on himself and the under and then said he had an eye injury. There's like two injuries he had in those two games that didn't make any sense and you couldn't see happen and he didn't play, so he hit the under. Am I getting that right, Jay Stu? Is that about the gist of the story?
Dan probably knows more about this than me, but my understanding is that he did it. It happened once. There was irregular betting on this particular prop bet a while back, and then it happened again recently. Is that what it is, Dan?
Yeah, and just the amount of action that was on this bet in the game where he only played 4 minutes was one that drew a pretty big red flag. Because of all the action, of all the things that you could bet on prop bet wise, how was that one the most bet on in a game where and the under was being bet in a game where he left with an eye injury? I mean, right? If a guy sprains his ankle, you can see if there's a grapefruit growing from it, right? Or maybe the hamstring or whatever. How the heck can you tell if an eye? You know, guess what? I can't see. It's crazy.
I know. You can't call him a liar because you can't tell.
No, it reminds me of, and we talked about this earlier, and when I said to you, hey, Doug, this is weeks ago, I didn't know what NIL and where this was going to go, Pandora's box-wise. And this is, I never thought that there would be a prop bet for Jonte Porter's 3-point shot. Like, when we talk about betting and we talk about betting on games and gambling, I think we're just thinking of over under, you know, Raptors 6.5-point dogs. A guy maybe dribbles off his leg, you know, down 7 late in the game, and that's what we point out. But to be able to have prop bets on Jonte Porter. And no offense to Jonte Porter, and I've not watched the Raptors this season, so this is my fault. Like, I just never thought it would get to, you know, this point. But
I don't think anybody did.
No. Like, this is, how in the world are there prop bets on this? Like, I wouldn't even get, like, LeBron, you know, but.
Well, that's what it used to be, daily fantasy,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Now daily fantasy, which was gambling then, now it's just old school gambling. And you can do it from your phone. But this is bad. This is never play professional basketball again bad. Right?
Yeah. But to be able to manipulate it on a 3-point made by a guy who, you know, averages, you know, 5 points a game, you know, like.
Well, haven't you ever wondered if somebody who sings the national anthem at the Super Bowl looks at it and puts, you know, has somebody put money on one side or the other and then speeds it up or slows it down?
Sure.
Right? You have to have a certain level of integrity in these events that people are betting on, and he doesn't have it.
Again, if there was a prop bet about Scottie Barnes for the Toronto Raptors, I get it. Completely get it. Understand. Scotty Barnes is, you know, their best player, star player. 20 points a game, that's something. But to have even this action out there for it to be manipulated just completely blew my mind.
Me as well. By the way, this was last week. Cleveland Cavaliers head coach J.B. Bickerstaff talking about the threats he and his players have gotten from gamblers.
I personally have had my own instances with, you know, some of the sports gamblers where, you know, they got my telephone number and were sending me crazy messages about, you know, where I live and my kids and all that stuff. So it is a dangerous game and a fine line that we're walking for sure. It brings added pressure. It brings a distraction to the game that can be difficult for players, coaches, referees, you know, everybody that's involved in it. And I think that, you know, we really have to be careful, you know, with how close we let it get to the game and the security of the people who are involved in it, because, again, it does carry a weight. You know, a lot of times the people who are gambling, like this money, you know, pays their light bill or pays their rent. And then the emotions that come from that. So I do think we're walking a very fine line, and we have to be extremely careful in protecting everybody who's involved.
That's the voice of J.B. Bickerstaff, head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Jontay Porter thing is just, I can't, it's so dumb. It's so dumb. You know? On the other hand, I do get it, right? Like, it's so easy from your phone, and you might have, the first time you might have done it, you might have done it like you as a goof, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, I could make money on if I don't even shoot the basketball or don't make it. Do you see the video of when he banked in one?
Yeah,
from the top of the key.
Yes.
Oops.
Trying to look at his you know, expression,
yeah, his body language. Yeah.
And again, like, finding an advantage in betting is always been the case. That's why, like, when these, you know, insiders and the guys in Vegas that know and they're betting on, you know, small to mid-major basketball, because there's less information about those games. And they're, you can get better lines and you can make money off of betting those games. Those are actual games. And in the NBA, when everybody is, I don't want to say, but you have all the information that you need on the actual teams. Like, to find like this or to use this as an advantage is just, it's crazy that it goes that far down the line for me, that a book would make a line tied to that player.
I had no idea, but then I thought about it and I thought daily fantasy, and that's where it comes
sure.
from.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. And, man, one of the, I think, most beloved coaches in college basketball, if you talk to the actual coaches, is Rick Barnes. He's the head coach of Tennessee. They're heading into the Sweet 16. And he joins us in the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, fresh off of a win against another program that he led to a Final Four, the University of Texas. Coach, how are you?
Good, Doug. How are you?
I'm good, man. Good to catch up. What was that like?
Yeah, good.
What was that like to take on the Horns, not just the team and the university, but Rodney and all those guys that you're so close to?
Well, you know, Doug, we played the last 3 years. You know, they had called me. We're in the last year they're going to play in the Irwin Center, you know, where you played. And we went back and played, and they beat us there. Then we came back, and we won here a year ago. And it's tough because, you know, I have such wonderful, fond memories and friends and family. You know, it's always hard playing against friends and family. But once the game goes and your preparation is not going to change because, you know, you have an obligation to do your job. And but it's difficult because, you know, I love those guys. And, again, I spent 17 years there and have nothing but fond memories of so many people and friends. And but it's tough. But as you know, we're excited about moving on. We had to play well to be, and we didn't shoot it well, but we played well, and just fortunate we got to move on.
Dalton Knecht has been an incredible story, right? He's SEC Player of the Year, junior college in Northern Colorado, and then you get him out of the portal. If I was to ask you, in all honesty, last year this time, when you're looking at portal guys and you start talking to Dalton, what did you think he would look like in a Tennessee Vol uniform?
Well, again, in all honesty, I don't think what he saw and what we saw was anything what has happened. I mean, when he came, he was one of the most humble kids I've ever been around. I asked him, I said, you know, we want guys that want to come here for the right reasons. We're not in the bidding wars with the NIL. We want guys that really want to come in. We've got a good team coming back. You know, we went to the Sweet 16 a year ago without Zakai Ziegler. He's coming back, but we know we need to add some offensive punch to it. And he simply said to me, Doug, he said, I want to be a part of a program where I can help him, and I like to play. I want to play in the NCAA tournament, but most of all, I want to get better as a player, and I want to be coached hard. And that's what I can help you with the second one for sure. And he came in, and you know what? Not one time during the recruiting process did he ask about score, starting, minutes he's going to play. He didn't ask anything about that. He said, I just want to work. And he came into a team that's an older team, and they embraced him, and he certainly has embraced them. And but none of us could have imagined the kind of year that he's had from the time that we started recruiting him.
It's really kind of amazing. And the other part that's interesting about this team is, you know, when you had Durant, obviously, he was an unbelievable scorer. When you had TJ, you played really fast because you had an unbelievable point guard. Somewhere along the lines, because of how you've had to win at times at Tennessee, there's been this reputation of, well, Coach Barnes teams, they don't score. And this team is not that. How much of it really is personnel dependent, right? You don't feel like a rigid guy. Like, look, you want guys to defend and rebound and play with toughness, but it doesn't feel like you're rigid. What is your own personal assessment of how you play and why you play the way in which you play?
Well, one, I do think that you've got to have defense I think you got to play defense and rebound the basketball. I think you got to take care of the basketball, and taking care of the basketball is not just turn it over. It's get quality shots. Like, I think this team right here that we have is a really good shooting team, really good. But we haven't shot the ball well in 2 weeks, and I hope we can get the lid off the basket, because I know we got guys that have proven they can make shots. The one thing, Doug, and you played, the one thing you know, you can't coach making shots. Players would like to make every shot they shoot. And most guys think they can make any shot that they shoot, but when it's not going in, can you find a way to win? And can you find a way to scheme to get through it, to your player's mind, where they don't fray and panic and lose their poise? But, you just quality shots, and then whatever the game, however it unfolds, I think you got to be willing to make adjustments and try to just find a way to win the game.
It's been a minute since you got to the Elite Eight. You've been to the Sweet 16s, even at Tennessee. Now you get a week to prepare for Creighton. And Creighton is a very unique team, right? They shoot more threes than twos. They have big Kalkbrenner in there blocking shots, and they kind of force everybody to take those mid-range shots. They're not going to overwhelm you with athleticism, albeit Trey Alexander can go and get his own shot. But they run a myriad of sets. And, of course, you coached against Coach McDermott, even going back to when he was at Iowa State. Played differently there. What's the week of prep like for a team like Creighton?
Well, not only are you getting your game plan in for Creighton, but, you know, we play, Alabama has very similar philosophy. You know, they are, want threes or layups. And, I do think Creighton has a player or two that will take the mid-range jumper if it's there. But we've seen a lot. They are unique, and the fact that Coach McDermott is a great basketball coach, a great offensive mind, and he's going to scheme and do what he does. But not only are you thinking about them, but you're thinking more about your own team in terms of, what do we need to do to keep ourselves fresh mentally? Probably more so, I mean, we know we got to be fresh physically, or you can't play as hard as you have to play this time of year. But what can we do to keep ourselves as fresh as we possibly can mentally? And along the way, getting in what we need to get in and doing what we do. I mean, they're going to do what they do. We got to do what we do. Will there be some different things that we do? Certainly, but there will be some things that they're going to do that we might not have seen yet. We just got to be prepared and hope that everything that we talk about within the scheme of what we do, we can handle it.
You're like the youngest 69-year-old I know, but you've been doing this for a long, long, long time. What would it mean to you personally to take your team, your program, to the Final Four?
Well, it's something I wish every team you coach could embrace. You know, we were fortunate to get there with, at Texas. And I thought, the two best teams, us and Syracuse, and we met in the first round, and they beat us. Carmelo Anthony put on a phenomenal show. You know, he had been playing great through the tournament. But for our players and our university and our fan base, it would be special, obviously. And for me personally, I mean, it is. I mean, you can't deny that. I mean, that's what we do this for. You know, we all want to be a team that's playing on Monday and the team that gets to celebrate on Monday. It's hard. Doug, I mean, you went through it. It's hard to get into this tournament. That's something you don't take for granted. And every game the first game's hard, but the second one gets even harder than the third one. They just keep getting harder. But you've got to embrace it. And when it's all said and done, you've got to know that you did everything you possibly could to give yourself the best chance to move on.
Last thing, you have really good balance about you, right? You're not. How do you have your team at the magic level in terms of intensity, but have them have that same sort of balance that you have emotionally?
We talk about a controlled emotion. You know, we want to play that raw emotion, but we want to. And I thought we did a great job against Texas, where, we had shots that we normally make. Missed a lot at the rim that we need to make those, but we didn't fray. That was that was one of the things that came out of losing the SEC tournament against Mississippi State. We weren't making shots, and we let it affect our game plan. We totally got away from our game plan. And so that game might have been a blessing in disguise in the fact that we were focused. We stayed with our both game plans to the tee in the first two rounds of the tournament, and we'll have to do it again in, against Creighton.
Coach, listen, it's awesome to catch up. We got to do so in person. In the meantime, congrats on what's been a marvelous season, and best of luck against the Blue Jays.
Thanks for having me, Doug. God bless you. Take care.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio, and let's welcome in. His team was preseason top 10 around the country, and then they had one blip in the non-conference, a loss to a really good Colorado State team. Some rough games in the Big East, which is a rough conference, but a dominating win over UConn late in conference season. They seem to figure some stuff out, and now, of course, they figured it out all the way to the Sweet 16. Creighton head coach Greg McDermott joins us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Coach, congrats on making the Sweet 16. I think if people were to take a snapshot of the start of the season and your preseason ranking, and then you being here now, they're like, well, that makes sense. But it was kind of a mercurial journey for this group. What's it been like to coach them? You have a couple of new pieces, transfers that come in, along with the group that you had back from last year.
Yeah, well, thank you, Doug. And, you know, as you know, sometimes in sport, one of the hardest things to do is what you're expected to do. And, you know, last year's team also had preseason expectations similar to this year. And we hit a really rough patch where we lost six in a row a year ago and then really had to dig ourselves out of that and battle all the way back. You know, this group, you know, we lost two games in a row just one time in early February when we lost a close game at home to Butler and then lost in overtime at Providence. But other than that, you know, we never really had any sustained part of the season where we really were off the rails. So this group has been absolutely a joy to coach. And obviously when you have leadership that I have with, you know, Trey Alexander, Baylor Shireman, Ryan Kalkbrenner, and then, you know, Stephen Ashworth, you know, just brings positive energy to practice every day. It's a pretty good group to coach, a fun group to coach, and you know, their leadership's a big reason why we're still playing.
You've been doing this a long time, obviously, and you mentioned last year's struggles and how you recovered, but this year you guys didn't sink nearly as far down. Did you do it? Are you different this year with how you've handled the poor performances than you have been in the past?
Yeah, you know, I think last year, Doug, that group with, you know, Nembhard, Trey Alexander, and Arthur Kaluma, they were just sophomores, you know, so they were young. And you place that kind of expectations on guys that young, and then when you get smacked in the face, I'm not sure you know exactly how to respond to it. This group, you know, being a year older, you know, Baylor's now his second year in our program. Trey's a junior. Kalkbrenner's a senior. They've seen about everything. And the good news is the Big East was so good. I think it prepared us for just about everything we're going to see in the NCAA tournament. We played a lot of close games. And so, you know, when you're in that situation in a game with Oregon, there was no panic on their face because, you know, they've been there, they've done that, and obviously made some huge plays down the stretch in that game.
I want to ask you Darren DeVries just got the West Virginia job. Huff's doing an amazing job at High Point. Like, you're starting to become this, Creighton's obviously a wellspring for coaches, always has been, but you're starting to become this godfather of all these coaches now moving up the coaching ranks. What's that like to be not just so well respected, but be able to help coaches get into the game in a place where they can be successful and now, you know, coach at the same level you're coaching at, guys that coached under you previously?
Yeah, it's been a fun year in that regard. You know, TJ at Iowa State obviously has been terrific, and Steve Lutz at Western Kentucky was in the NCAA tournament, Eric Anderson at South Dakota State, and, you know, you mentioned DeVries and Alan Huss, who both had terrific years as well. So, you know, really proud and, you know, fun to watch their scores and their games and communicate with them, you know, during tough times during their season and special times during their season. But, you know, they would all tell you when they work for me, you know, my coaches coach. They're not just recruiters. They touch all parts of our program. They have input to all parts of our program. And I think that's part of my responsibility as a head coach is to prepare them and give them the experience so that if they're fortunate enough to become a head coach, they're ready. And, you know, I think some coaches come out of some programs and basically all they do is recruit and babysit on campus, and they don't do a lot of coaching. And I'd like to think my guys are ready when the time comes.
Well, based upon their success, it feels like they've been ready. Whatever you're doing is absolutely working. Greg McDermott, head coach of the Creighton Blue Jays, joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. It's interesting. You know, you went through a style change when you left Iowa State and you came to Creighton, you know, and some of it was personnel based, but you and I have talked about in the pod before how you opened it up and now you are widely considered like the standard for how people want to play offensively, spacing the court four out with a big roller, allowing guys a ton of freedom to not just go one-on-one, but to shoot threes. And it's a really enjoyable way to watch the game. Rick Barnes is kind of going through a little bit of a transformation. Like, they've had some duds, but man, they're playing a lot more wide open this year. You match up with Tennessee, and of course you've coached against Coach Barnes in the past, but this is am I wrong to think this is a different style of a Rick Barnes team because they're more offensive minded?
Yeah, no question. Now, don't lose sight of that defense because it's pretty darn good what he's got going on there. I think they have the third best defense in the country. But it's been, you know, Rick and I have been friends a long time, and he's done a terrific job at Tennessee. And, you know, the wrinkles he continues to add to get Dalton free has been really impressive. And, you know, he's a hard guard and going to be a very hard guard for us. You know, we just got to try to take care of the easy one, take away the easy ones, and understanding he's going to make some tough ones because he's an elite player. But, you know, without doubt, you know, they're playing a little bit faster than he did before. Although, you know, back in the day when he had, you know, DJ Augustine and Durant and AJ Abrams, I mean, they were flying it up and down pretty well at that point too. But this is a terrific Tennessee team.
You guys are down four with like 40 seconds to go. Oregon has the ball. And, you know, I mean, part of it is you have older guys that have been through it before, but part of it is you've been through it before. You really appeared to be calm, internally. Were you as calm as you appeared externally?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a minute 103 or something when they got the ball, and we just decided to play it out and, you know, see if we could get a stop. You know, worst case scenario, they score. It's still a two-possession game in a six-point game. You know, it takes a little bit of luck, Doug, when you're in that situation. And, you know, when you make a run through the tournament, you got to get through a game and get a little good fortune. And, you know, that ball ends up on the rebound in Baylor Shireman's hands, and we're going the other direction. And he's got an incredible basketball IQ, and he made the referee make a call. He ran right into the guy, threw the ball up, and we got two free throws with the clock stopped. And then, you know, executed a press, you know, perfectly, taking away their first couple options, and they had to go to Dante, and we fouled them immediately. And that, you know, he shot five free throws, and that's the only one he missed. So we got a little bit lucky, and then, you know, Baylor makes a huge play when we had to, you know, we tried to run a play that we thought we could get a three, and, you know, him and Kalkbrenner went to work in a little two-man game after that, and he made a big-time shot.
There's parts of your program which are similar to Purdue, who you may face if you can beat Tennessee, in that, you know, you guys are developing. Kalkbrenner is a perfect example. Like, that's a guy who has developed during his time in Omaha. You know, Trey Alexander's not a transfer, right? Baylor Shireman obviously is, and Stephen Ashworth is, because you lost your point guard who's playing for Gonzaga. What's the model for Creighton? Like, what's the model in terms of building from within and building through the portal?
Yeah, I mean, we're still going to try as long as we can to have a mix. And, you know, the rules and the way things are going are dictating that that's going to be very difficult to do. But we're going to try. We're going to try to have some guys that come into our program that, you know, have the patience to grow and learn and wait for their opportunity. Mason Miller is a great example of that. Jason Green, who had a great game against Oregon, redshirted last year and wasn't playing a lot in December and January and waited his turn, and now he was ready. So, you know, we're going to try, Doug. You know, the key with us is I've learned, I've coached long enough, we play a style of basketball that you have to be unselfish. And I've learned that you can't recruit a selfish person and turn them into an unselfish basketball player. So we're really, you know, particular with who we recruit in terms of, are they unselfish? You know, is winning important? Are they a great teammate? And if that's the case, you can put together a group of guys, and, you know, some years you'll win a few more than other years, but, you know, for the most part, you're going to have an enjoyable experience. And I think when guys have fun and there's some joy in the game, I think you're going to see the best version of them.
Coach, listen, best of luck this weekend. Cannot wait to see you guys take on Tennessee and then hopefully the winner of Purdue and Gonzaga. In the meantime, congratulations on what's been another marvelous season in Omaha. Thanks for being our guest.
I appreciate it, Doug.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show, broadcast live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com. Dan Beyer, let's get to the press.
The press.
Doug, this is presented without comment, but you have talked about this before. Sports TV ratings coming out with ratings from the past weekend. The Iowa-West Virginia game yesterday on ESPN, 4.9 million watched. Mm-hmm. Sports TV ratings saying that was the most watched cable program of the day yesterday. Something I think that you mentioned on social media. You asked in an establishment or at a restaurant if they could put the game up. It should be noted that the sports TV ratings also say that the top women's game of the weekend on Saturday and Sunday was the Iowa Holy Cross game on ABC, 3.2 million. The top men's game, Michigan State, North Carolina on CBS, just north of 10 million. So your point about the men's tournament and the women's tournament and the TV ratings, here we have data. Iowa Holy Cross got 3 million, Michigan State, UNC, 10 million in the top two games of the tournament.
Right. And look, 3 million is a great number.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not poo-pooing it. But there's also, I would love to know, I have the ratings here in front of me. I'm trying to read them. But I don't believe they had about 20 games over a million viewers. And, you know, you go all the way down kind of to the bottom and you're trying to find the, like, Maryland, Iowa State women that got 642,000 viewers. Okay. So again, compare that to Longwood, Houston got $1,063,000. That was on Turner. That was also on cable. So the one thing that's interesting about this is it did outrate the cable games, cable men's games.
Sure.
Right?
The TNT, the TBS, yeah. True TV.
True TV, yeah.
Absolutely. I did find it interesting as well. There was a conversation last night saying, like, should the women's tournament just move to a completely neutral site, take away these home sites in the first two rounds? And I actually think that it's great for this tournament. I don't know if I'd like it in the men's or not, but I think it's great to have the home sites in the women's tournament. I don't look at it as a view of them outgrowing that or it's a bigger deal. I think it provides for great atmosphere. I think sometimes arenas can get stale. You see it in the men's tournament as well. Agreed. I don't see there's any reason to move away from the home sites for the top seeds of these.
They've tried it, and it's been really bad. Now, the one thing about the arena home sites is when you don't have that team in it, if that team loses, oh, it's bad. It's really bad. But like last night, SC was probably three quarters full. Iowa was all the way full. I've seen some other ones that are decently full, whereas these neutral site ones, like, they're not, it doesn't really work.
And they've combined the regionals to be in the same site, I think, to help some of the atmosphere as well.
Sure.
But
like, honestly, like, who, like, the ego involved with somebody like, well, we want to be in arena like the men. Like, no, you don't. Just be somewhere where it's full and there's a buzz.
Yeah.
It's a better watch on TV, believe it or not, when the arena's full.
I agree with that. Hey, New Mexico men's basketball coach Richard Pitino, reportedly a top candidate to take the job at Louisville, according to multiple reports.
Well, he was a longtime assistant there under his dad. They won the national championship. Obviously, we all know it ended under some pretty...
Didn't end well. Yeah.
Didn't end well. I can only tell you this. If you know Richard Pitino, you like him. He is an immensely and intensely likable person. And though he looks and sounds a lot like his dad, he is not his dad. He's his own guy, and he's a different guy. I enjoy him. I don't know if he's getting the job. You know, I'd heard Pat Kelsey's name. I'd heard Josh Schertz's name as well. I think those are the three. I know Shaheen Holloway interviewed. It's a really big job. It's a really good job. It's a really challenging job. And I think for an individual reason, all four of those guys would be good, yet they all have, there's knocks against kind of each of them. Personally, I think Schertz or Shaheen are the better choices. But I mean, I have nothing, like Rich Pitino gets it. I think he'll do well. He's done well in New Mexico.
We find out what the exodus from the Pac-12 is like and some of those ramifications. Kyle Smith left to take the job at Stanford yesterday. Today, Washington State lost their AD. Pat Chun moving across state. He's going to be the new AD at Washington as they transition to the Big Ten.
That's crazy, right? Of all of the stories, that's the craziest one. I mean, you kind of have to. You're losing high major football. At least for a year, you're going to be playing, I think, a Mountain West schedule, and then the basketball's in the WCC. And they're making a bunch of money because, I don't know if people know this, Oregon State and Washington State, they get all the credits. They get all the money from the NCAA for all the Pac-12 teams advancing in the tournament. That said, there's going to be a massive drop-off in that money after a year. So, you know, he went to the Washington where the Big Ten is. They just hired a new basketball coach. Like, that whole thing is weird.
And the Cowboys reportedly will not adjust Dak Prescott's contract for 2024, likely to play out the deal next season.
I like this.
Yeah.
I like this a lot. I not only let him play out the deal, like, let him go and be on the market. I just don't think that people are going to sign a free agent quarterback for $50, $60 million a year guaranteed. Unless they win. If they win, you re-sign him. I like this.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. You're going to love the podcast. Love the podcast. Just download it wherever you download podcasts. Type in Doug Gottlieb. These guys don't believe Shohei for a second. I do. Am I the dope? Probably. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.